Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Well, it's that time again when dogs are scratching and we're digging in. Welcome to our podcast on Itchy Pet Awareness Month, sponsored by Zoetis. This year's theme is Scratch Beneath the Surface, Six Dastardly Dermatology Myths Revealed. And it's perfect because we all know there's more to allergic itch in dogs than meets the eye. And with me today is Dr. Lisa Capitano, Zoetis Dermatology Medical Lead, Myth Demolisher, and lover of all things dermatology. Welcome, my friend.
Thanks so much, Adam. I'm so excited to be here. And happy Itchy Pet Awareness Month coming up in August. That's exciting. Yes. So this is a fantastic way to kick off our seventh year of Itchy Pet Awareness Month. And let's bring some derm excitement to our clinics. This is such an important topic for us, and it is something that we definitely see every day. For the 13th year in a row, and this is mind-blowing, I don't think this is a coincidence, allergic dermatitis is the number one reason that people bring their dogs to the veterinarian. And I think it's really cool that Zoetis has created a whole month-long focus, not just on itchy pets and clients, but also for pet owners. We're really trying to help everybody learn more about this disease. So before we start myth busting, I'd like to share some statistics with you if you're cool with it. You ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. So this is kind of our why. Why are we even bothering to do Itchy Pet Awareness Month? And why is this so important for us all? So here's some cool data. In 2024, you ready? 10 million dogs, that's a lot, were prescribed a prescription product by a veterinarian for itchy skin. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're doing a good job.
Yes.
We've got some really good veterinarians working hard to help keep these patients feeling better. That's also about a 40% increase in itchy dog visits over the past 7 years, which is also pretty stunning. I don't think this one's going away, Adam. Do you?
No, not at all.
I don't think so. Now, here's the flip side to this coin. Yeah. There are still 9 million dogs out there who are not being treated by a veterinarian with a prescription product who have allergic itch. That's great, though. That means we have a little bit of work to do and that we still have some patients who need our help. So I'm ready, my friend. I've brought my love of derm, my myth detector skills, and my sense of humor. So let's get rolling.
Myth number one, all itch is the same. I mean, here, I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh. Okay, well, this is kind of an easy one because we sort of know that it's really not the same, right? And I like starting with the easy ones. I don't know about you. I would rather fry those little fish first. I think what's important to remember is that itchiness can show up very differently in our patients. We can see a couple of things, though, that help give us an idea of what's actually causing the problem. So the first thing we're going to look at is what allergens are causing the disease. So what's actually the trigger for that particular patient? The other thing we can look at that can give us some clues is when that itchiness develops. So when we start looking at what allergens cause dogs to itch, you and I could be here all night, my friend. There are so many things out there that can induce allergic itch in dogs. And fleas, of course, parasites are on the list. Food allergies, we know that's out there. And then there's countless environmental allergens. So to make it even more complicated, most dogs are not just allergic to one thing. They're usually allergic to multiple things. So that can make it a little harder to find that definitive diagnosis of what their triggers are. Now, when the itchiness appears can also help us. So you're going to have patients that come in with acute disease, like a big old hot spot. You'll start seeing these in August as Itchy Pet Awareness Month is for a reason, right? So we'll start seeing those, especially in the summer, and then you can have them be seasonal. So maybe they're the patients that come in your spring and your fall, or you see them maybe just in the summer months. And then we have our little ones that have chronic allergies, and those are the ones that are kind of regularly on your schedule and you see fairly frequently. And here's the even harder thing about this is sometimes you can start out maybe as a seasonal patient, but then this patient develops chronic allergies over time. So there's a whole lot of moving parts and pieces, aren't there?
I guess that's why we talk about why tailored treatment starts with digging a little deeper, or as we're
Yes.
just talking about, Itchy Pet Awareness Month. So scratching beneath that surface, huh?
Yeah, that's such a, I love that motto because it just fits so well with what we're talking about. And
Yes.
as you know, our veterinary motto, and this is just kind of our overall veterinary motto, not just for Itchy Pet Awareness Month. If it's skin, it has to come in. Skin is important. And I know a lot of times we kind of disregard itch as being a real medical issue, but it's a medical problem that needs to be addressed by a veterinarian. And even though these cases can be complicated, it's really important to remember that we can unravel the threads and work on our diagnostics at the same time that we're helping our patients feel better. So, by controlling the itch, we're not only working on our diagnostic plan, we're also working on our treatment plan, which is cool. There's not many diseases that you get to do both at the same time.
Okay, myth number two. What about this one? No time.
Oh, this one's so hard because I feel like this might not be a myth. We are so busy in practice these days. And when you see that allergic dermatitis case and that itchy dog on the schedule, your brain is going, oh my gosh, I might as well climb Mount Everest right now instead of having to work through this case, right?
Yes. Yes.
But here's the great news, Adam. Working up allergic dermatitis is actually a really simple process. There are five steps, and three of them can actually be done in the first visit. So that's so great. That just makes life so much easier. So let's go through the five steps.
Okay.
First one, stop the itch. Now, this one's the cornerstone, not just of our diagnostic plan, but it's also the cornerstone of our treatment plan. So it's kind of nice when something like that does dual duty. The second, rule out parasites.
Oh, I think we've all have been there at some point in our career. Yes.
Yes. Yes, accidentally sent the dog with fleas to the dermatologist.
Yes. Yes.
Hopefully that is not a skipped step for us and that we will make sure we look at that one. The third thing is to treat any skin infections. This is a pretty simple process too. All you have to do is do your cytology and check for anything that shouldn't be there and get rid of it. Then we're going to do a dietary trial, which may not be needed on every patient. You can determine that as you're working through the other steps. And then the last part's easy, it's just confirming your diagnosis. This is something that we've got to do. So that's it. Three steps can be done in one appointment. And from there on out, it's really seeing how your patient responds to therapy and seeing whether those three steps are all we need to take care of the itch. You're going to have some that wind up with chronic disease and you may need a little more work, but for now, that's a really great start. So it's really rare that you can start doing a treatment for a disease before you have the definitive diagnosis. But with this one, we can do that, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I always like to say, remember, the goal is control.
Yes, I
Right?
love that.
Yeah, because I think a great rule of thumb is the 80-80 rule. Like, our goal is to reduce 80% of the dog's itch or clinical signs 80% of the time. And if we can do that, we are winning.
We are winning. I love that. The 80-80 rule is the best. I think we should just live by that as veterinarians. Unfortunately, I think most veterinarians live by the 100-100 rule that we want to fix 100% of our cases and make them 100% well 100% of the time. Bless our veterinarians,
Yes,
right?
I know.
So I think that, we know that that 80-80 rule is one of our guidelines in the dermatology world. And we know we're not going to cure these patients. And this is so true. When we're talking about control as the goal, it also helps if we help educate our pet owners on what to expect if their pet's itching. We have some great tools for this, Adam, and I'm
Oh,
really excited to share them with you.
ready.
Okay, let's do this. So we have a client-facing site this year. It's itchingforhelp.com, and this is to help clients understand more about what itching in their dog looks like and why they might want to investigate it further and gives them a clear idea of whether they need to go seek veterinary help. I think that's so helpful to give people a place to go so that they can get accurate, good information instead of whatever they might happen to Google or find on ChatGPT this time of year. So, the other cool thing is it's not just for clients. We also have practice resources at itchypetawarenessmonth.com. And that's our Itchy Pet Awareness Month website. So there's a ton of great ideas on how you can kind of individualize your celebration for Itchy Pet Awareness for your clinic and how you can really make August a big deal for your clients. We also have some really amazing resources that will help you support your derm cases and help you do a better job taking derm histories and really making sure that we know what's going on with our cases.
Okay, next myth. Myth number three. Owners prefer steroids over their medications to treat their dog's itch. I mean, let's investigate this one because for many years, steroids were our go-to for atopic dogs. And I remember sending many of my first-time allergic dermatitis dogs home with a short course of steroids to, quote, put out the fire.
Yeah, a lot of them are on fire. I mean, not literally, right? But they are. They're very uncomfortable. And you're not alone, Adam. I think steroids are still a very useful option to have for allergic dermatitis cases. It's interesting, though, and although we still have a lot of veterinarians that use them frequently, we've begun to realize that we do have other options available and that pet owners actually might prefer a different route of treatment. So I think that's helpful to know that sometimes our pet owners can sort of dictate maybe the direction they would prefer to go. So there was a recent study done in dogs, and this is a very interesting study. There's a lot of details in it. So it takes some twists and turns, so hang on with me. Now, this was done on steroid use in dogs, and it was an anti-inflammatory dose of either pred or prednisolone, BID, 14 days. So pretty common dose of pred, right? So what we did is we actually tracked over those 14 days, we asked our owners to report in and let us know if their dog was having any side effects of the medication. You ready for this?
Okay, ready.
After 14 days, 90% of the pet owners reported that their dog had experienced at least one side effect during that 14-day course of medication. That's a lot of people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here's what's even crazier. When you actually started talking to the veterinarians that were involved in the study, only 6% of pet owners proactively called their vets and told them that their dog was having an issue. There's a lot to unpack with that. And what's really interesting to me is that, you know, there may be stuff happening that we're not aware of at our clients' homes. And I think that's one thing that we can take learnings from. Now, here's where sort of the rubber meets the road for me. Because when they looked a little deeper in the study and talked to the owners about how they really felt about their experience, 70% of them reported that they would be willing to pay more for therapies that had fewer side effects. They're more than willing to kind of put their money where their mouth is, to quote that old phrase, and get something that makes their lives easier. And I totally identify with this. I use home delivery a whole lot. People bring my dinner to my house more times than I would like to admit to you, Adam. And if they didn't, my kids would be starving. So.
Yeah, but you know, it's so true. We're so busy, and anything that makes our lives easier is really a good thing.
I agree. And I think that there's some really good learnings to be taken from that data, because I think it gives us some insights into our owner's experience that we may not have had before. Oh, this is so much fun. I love this, Adam. Are we ready for myth four?
All right, let's do myth number four. Okay, so it's easier for clients to try home remedies first. So, you know, speaking of home deliveries that we just talked about, let's talk about home remedies, coconut oil, antihistamines, and oatmeal baths for the win.
I love this. This is one of my, this makes me laugh, and I'm laughing for a reason, because it is so common for people to go on the internet or on Google or whatever their newest place to look is and try to find all the different recommendations for itchy dogs out there. And it's really amazing some of the things they find and some of the things they do. So whether we love it or not, Dr. Google still winds up being involved in some of our cases, whether we choose to have that interaction with him or not. So this is another great reason that Itchy Pet Awareness Month is so important to us all. We have tools so we can educate our clients. We can give them places to go where they can get reliable, accurate, and useful information on why their dog might be itching. Adam, I have another cool study for you. And this one's a little bit older. It's 2013. Are you ready? Want some more data?
Yes.
Okay. This was published in 2013, but I still think it holds true today. 88% of pet owners have tried at least 15 different home remedies before they ever have their first vet visit for itchy skin.
15?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. But in all the studies that have explored the efficacy of antihistamines, the general conclusion in the dermatology world with our veterinary dermatologists is that these medications provide little relief, if any at all. At best, you're going to get some sedation, but then you just have a sedated, itchy dog, which sounds like a miserable way to be, doesn't
Yes.
it?
Yeah.
It does. And I think that's hard to hear for some of us because I still think a lot of us use antihistamines in practice because it feels like a safe and easy fix. It feels like something that we could, just kind of use. And if it works, yay. And if not, nah. But the reality is before we had some of the great medications that we have now, we were using them more frequently, but we don't have to now. We've got medications that work so much better and work so much faster that the need to lean into these things is a lot less prevalent than it used to be. Oh, Adam, I was thinking about something else. So I think one of the things that also happens when people are trying 15 remedies, I think their dogs are getting itchier the whole time they're trying things. What do you think? Do you think that's common?
Yeah, I do too. And I think that's another important consideration. We're chatting about home remedies and OTC options because while our owners try out all these various home remedies, our patients are getting worse, and this delay can make it even harder to get control of the itch when they do finally seek our help, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the worst part is
Yeah.
by the time we get them, they're a pretty itchy dog who's been pretty uncomfortable for a while. I don't know how long it takes to try 15 things out, but I would imagine it's going to take a little bit of time if you're going through everything that Amazon has to offer that day. Adam, I have this really funny story to share with you. You want to hear? You want me to
Yes.
regale you with a case I
Yes,
have?
please tell me.
All right.
Okay.
So I had this client, her name was Julie, and she was one of my favorites. And she had this little cute Maltese mix. His name was BB. And BB was, he was a sweetheart, but he did have allergic skin disease. So they were frequent flyers in the clinic. We saw him frequently. And there was one day that they were on the schedule. He had started itching again. And I'm in the back working up a case. And my tech comes and she goes, Cappy, will you look at BB? So I look at BB and I realize this poor dog is slathered in lotion. I mean, slathered. Like he is barely recognizable.
Yeah.
I think he had
Yeah.
a whole tube of Skin So Soft on him
Oh my
and he was
goodness.
covered from tip to tail. It was
Yes.
crazy. And the poor thing, I mean, clearly he was still itchy. So
That's
the first thing we did is we took him and gave him a bath. And I went and talked to Julie while he was in the tub. And she started telling me she worked for Avon and she had her stuff at home and he was itching and it was the middle of the night. So she went ahead and tried some Avon. She tried a lot of Avon on him to see if it would help. The good news is there were things that we had in our toolbox at that point. So we were able to get him comfortable again. But I think it just shows you that even your clients that are your top-notch ones that you know have the education will still occasionally branch out and just try something wackadoo just to see what happens next.
Yeah. Oh, poor thing. Glad he's better.
I know. I'm glad he is too. He was a sweetheart.
Yes. Okay. Myth number five. There's no such thing as fast relief for allergic itch. Now, I know this one is busted.
Yes.
I've had patients who were itching like mad on the way into their appointment and were feeling better by bedtime.
That is so true, Adam. And it's so important. Relief is so important and it can and should happen quickly. So, our first step to manage these cases is to control the itch. That's going to be the cornerstone of our diagnostic plan and our treatment plan. So, a lot of our clients have been fiddling around and have tried 15 different home remedies before they ever bring the patients to us and they ever settle in our exam room. By this point, we may have some pretty uncomfortable dogs in our rooms. So this is where I'd like to talk a little bit about Apoquel, which is our Oclocitinib tablet, and Apoquel Chewable, which is our Oclocitinib Chewable tablet. Apoquel came out in 2013, so we've had this wonderful drug out for quite a while now, and that's such a great thing to have. And it has been a game changer in our dermatology world. But one of the most important facets of this medication is how quickly it works. Believe it or not, both Apoquel and Apoquel Chewable, and for the Apoquel Chewable, this was done on a flea allergy dermatitis model. But both of those drugs have shown that they can begin to relieve itch within 4 hours. That is so
Yeah,
fast.
it is.
There's not many medications that can work that fast, and that's really incredible. So I just look at this from a very practical standpoint. If I'm seeing this patient at lunchtime and they're itchy, and I give them an Apoquel on their way out the door, and then by dinner time, I have a patient that's starting to feel better, and then by bedtime, I might have a dog that's feeling so much more comfortable and is not going to keep their owners up all night. That's some good stuff. That's definitely a game changer for all of us. And it's a wonderful gift for us and our clients, our patients, and even us as veterinary team members. I love this. This is going to make our veterinary team look like rock star superheroes.
Yes, absolutely. Last myth, myth number
Last
six.
one. Yay.
Itchy pets don't really impact their owners' lives that much. Now, we've heard this myth floating around when a dog has allergic dermatitis, itchy skin, constant scratching. It's only the dog's problem and not a big deal for the owner. But hang on, I've got this one, Lissa. Have any of you listening lived with an itchy dog? Spoiler alert, the dog isn't the only one suffering. I mean, all kidding aside, the emotional toll on clients is very real.
Yes.
They're not just annoyed, they're worried and exhausted. I mean, every night ends the same. The owner and the dog both wide awake, one itchy, one anxious, and both needing help. It's a lot, and the owner's quality of life takes a hit right alongside their dogs.
This is so true, Adam. And I think sometimes we forget about this part of the story.
Yeah.
Itchy dogs are really everyone's problem. It's a family affair when you have an itchy dog in the house. And you think about the scenario you just put out there. You've their best friend, their furry best friend at least, has been licking and scratching and slurping their toes all night. They're stressed, they're exhausted, and that emotional toll is real. This can affect a lot of things. It can alter the owner's mood and even affect their well-being. So the other part is they're really worried about their dog. They see this problem and they know that it's not something that should be happening. And that stress level just flies through the roof. So this is an issue that's actually been studied, and there was work done in veterinary dermatology because, as y'all know, we've talked about this already, we don't tend to cure these patients, so they require chronic management. The studies that were done on something called caregiver burden. And what that is that's the stress and hardship that our owners feel when they're caring for a pet with chronic disease. Now, a lot of the focus of these studies was on chronic allergic dermatitis, but there are other diseases, obviously, that we can deal with that could apply to this. Now, there was one study that was done, and I thought this was really pertinent to dermatology land. This looked at the owner's treatment plan that we send home. And what we found out is that the more complicated the treatment plan, which we can talk about how we all love to send that stuff home, the shampoos and the salves and the sprays, and there's so much cool stuff for derm these days. We like to send the big bag home. But if that treatment plan gets super complicated, then all of a sudden that owner stress compounds. It becomes so much harder for them. And that caregiver burden increases substantially. So our thoughts are, let's try to simplify the treatment plan and let's get control of that itch, and then we can add on things as we need if we need. This is always kind of that nice to have, need to have conversation, right?
Yeah.
I also think we ask owners sometimes, like, take your Great Dane and bathe him 4 times a week, even though he's 140 pounds and doesn't fit in your
Yeah.
bathtub, right?
Right. Yes.
Another study that actually looked at managing chronic diseases, and this looked at quality of life, which is a really important discussion. And what we found is with pets with a chronic disease like allergic dermatitis, that quality of life takes a profound hit, both for the pet owners and the pets. So there's a lot of information here that helps us realize that allergic disease doesn't just affect the dog, it affects everyone in that household and really can have a profound effect on the human-animal bond. So one of the things that's important is for us to remember to kind of open that conversation and talk to our pet owners about what they can do, what they're able to do, and really have that empathetic voice to help them navigate this difficult path.
Yeah, I mean, so true. I mean, happy dog, happy owner, and vice versa.
Yes.
So To bust the myth, allergic dermatitis absolutely impacts pet owners. It can cause them stress, frustration, sleepless nights, and bring down their quality of life, just like you mentioned. So they're not just being dramatic. I mean, we have the data to back this up.
Yeah. And I think it's easy for us to see, oh, this is an itchy dog appointment, but there's so much going on behind that itchy dog appointment. And it's, like I said, a family affair. Everybody is involved in it. But again, let's bust this one. Let's make sure that we know and think beyond just that one block of time on our schedule to all the people that are affected by this disease. Helps set realistic expectations. And most importantly, let's make sure we give these dogs effective treatments that work quickly and that help provide some relief and comfort. That's a really important part of our story.
Yes, Lissa, you are quite the myth buster.
So are you, my friend.
We got to take this on the road, I'm
I
telling
know,
you.
right? We should.
Well, I mean, this was such a fun and informative conversation. As veterinary teams, we should remember that every time a dog is itching like crazy, there's a pet parent itching for a solution and probably chugging some extra coffee from being up all night. So, healthier pets, happier owners, that's the ultimate goal. Thank you, Dr. Capitano, for helping scratch the surface and beyond and revealing the truth behind all these dastardly dermatology myths.
Oh, Adam, I've had such a ball here today. Thank you so much for having us. And like I said, we need to take this on the road. This is a pretty fun gig. So call me when you need me, my friend.
Absolutely, it's an honor. Join us in making this the most impactful Itchy Pet Awareness Month yet. Head to itchypetawarenessmonth.com for free product offers, clinic resources, and fun ways to get involved. Together, let's scratch beneath the surface and give itchy dogs and their humans the relief they deserve. This podcast was sponsored by Zoetis, the creators of Itchy Pet Awareness Month and makers of treatments including Apoquel Ochlocitinib Tablet, Apoquel Chewables Ochlocitinib Chewable Tablet, and Cytopoint. Apoquel Chewable Indications. Control of pruritus, itching associated with allergic dermatitis, and control of atopic dermatitis in dogs at least 12 months of age. Cytopoint indications. Cytopoint has been shown to be effective for the treatment of dogs against allergic dermatitis and atopic dermatitis. Important safety information. Do not use Apoquel or Apoquel Chewable in dogs less than 12 months of age or those with serious infections. Apoquel and Apoquel Chewable may increase the chances of developing serious infections and may cause existing parasitic skin infections or pre-existing cancers to get worse. Consider the risks and benefits of treatment in dogs with a history of recurrence of these conditions. New neoplastic conditions, benign and malignant, were observed in clinical studies and post-approval. Apoquel and Apoquel Chewable have not been tested in dogs receiving some medications, including some commonly used to treat skin conditions such as corticosteroids and cyclosporine. Do not use in breeding, pregnant, or lactating dogs. Most common side effects are vomiting and diarrhea. Apoquel and Apoquel Chewable have been used safely with many common medications, including parasiticides, antibiotics, and vaccines. See full prescribing information at apoquel.com. Zoetis is dedicated to changing the way we approach canine pruritus to benefit the pet, the owner, and the veterinary team. For full prescribing information and safety details, visit apoquel.com and cytopoint.com.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.